Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, Nehemiah 8, and then 1 Peter 1 we'll be going to, I believe. We've been on the subject of the joy of faith. The joy of faith. You know, if you really believed it was done, what would that do for you? The joy of faith. You show me a faith person, I'll show you a person with some joy. It's the truth. You show me a person with some joy, I'll show you a strong person. Because as we've seen in Nehemiah, that's what your joy is. The Bible describes here in Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, how the people had gotten away from God, but then under the leadership of Nehemiah, they've come back. And after hearing the Word of God for hours one day, they realize how far off they had gotten, and they're crying and they're sorrowing. And Nehemiah and the priest told them in Nehemiah 8:9, he said, don't mourn, don't weep, because the people were weeping. And verse 10, he said, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions to them that for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Said out loud, don't be sorrowful.
Don't be sorrowful.
For the joy of the Lord,
is your strength.
Don't be sorry, or we'd say sorrowful. Mourning they were. Don't be sorrowful and mourning, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. We saw in Corinthians where the sorrow of the world works death. Sorrow, ungodly, worldly sorrow, drains you. It weakens you. It works death in you. But the joy of the Lord does the opposite. It quickens you.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it strengthens you.
Yes.
Joy is life force.
Amen.
Many don't believe this. They think, oh, we're just talking about some psychological state. No, that's discounting the reality of the Word. Spirit is real. There's more to human beings than mind and body. We are a spirit. We're spirit, soul, mind, body. And spiritual things, the Holy Spirit in us is real. And He is a spirit of life, not the spirit of death. And in life, there's joy, not depression, not sorrow. Now, is there a lot of sorrow in this world?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a lot of grief?
Yes.
And pain?
Yes.
And vexation?
Yes.
And is there a lot of sorrow and grief in the church?
Yes.
Amongst believers?
Yes.
But it ought not be.
Amen.
And it doesn't have to be. And it is a bad witness.
Yes.
I said it's a bad witness.
Yes.
I don't want to be a bad witness.
No.
What about you?
No. That's right.
Now, one reason we keep talking about these things is if you tell someone, that if you read them these words, quit being sorrowful, stop mourning, rejoice, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. A lot of folks would cry harder and just become angry with you. Is that right? And emphatically tell you in between sobs and Kleenexes that you just don't understand and you don't know what they have been through. And they can't help it. Many Christians believe that they can't help but sorrow and grieve. They would like for things to be different, but they just can't help it because of the situation that they're in and because of the things that have happened. And they believe very firmly, if it had happened to you, you wouldn't be joyful either. But is this reality? You can believe something strongly and it not be true. You can be absolutely convinced of a thing and it be a lie. That is what it means to be deceived. You believe it's that way, but it's not. Go with me. I know we talked about Peter, but for now, they'll just put it up on the screen for us. Philippians 4:4. If you don't know these, mark them down. Let them get etched in you. Philippians 4:4. What did it say? Who's the understood subject on this? You rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. The BBE says, be glad in the Lord at all times. And again, I say, be glad. When? Is this possible? Is this possible? Be glad in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord all at all times. At all times. Is this possible? Do most people do it? No. Is it possible?
Yes.
Should we do it?
Yes.
Be glad in the Lord at all times. Again, I say, be glad. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 said a similar thing. It said, have joy at all times, or in the King James, rejoice evermore. Same thing. Is the Lord telling us to rejoice all the time? Is He? Then what is our response? What is our response to this direction, this commandment, if you will? Rejoice in the Lord always. What if you were looking at the Master tonight? He looked at you. He called your name. He said, rejoice all the time in me. Rejoice at all times. What would you say? And then what would you do? If He's telling us to rejoice, it must be a choice. It has to be a choice. Or He wouldn't tell us like this. And He certainly wouldn't say, do it all the time. Because He would know if there are times that you just can't. Wouldn't He know? Then He would have said, do it when you can. Is that right? I know you can't always, but when you can. But I reckon if that would have been the way it should have been said, that would be the way it was said. This is a great revelation. Rejoicing is a choice. Say it out loud. Rejoicing is a choice. It's not about your circumstances. It's not about your feelings. The characteristic of a carnal or immature Christian is that they are feeling dominated, feeling ruled. The parallel is the same with natural development. Little ones are big on how they feel. Is that right? I mean, before they can talk or walk, if they feel uncomfortable, they will yell, they will scream, they will cry, and they don't care if they wake you up. Is that right? They don't care if they interrupt something important that's going on. They are completely oblivious
yep.
to your feelings or your needs.
Right.
And people, it doesn't just make them angry and mad because they know they are a baby.
That's right.
They don't realize, but are they feeling conscious?
Yeah.
It's their whole world.
Yeah.
Is that right?
True.
And it changes slightly by the time they're teenagers. If you don't believe me, just listen. To teenagers describe, oh, I feel pretty good today. I didn't feel very good. Why didn't you go? I didn't feel good. I really feel. Why don't you feel? I feel. This is being unspiritual. And you expect some of that out of babies and young ones. But we're supposed to grow up. I said we're supposed to grow up. And learn that feelings don't necessarily mean anything. Just because you feel a certain way does not mean that what you're feeling is true or right or that you have a right to feel that way. Come on, are you with me? We have to learn to discern our feelings. If you're led by feelings and dominated by feelings, you will be unstable your entire life. And you'll be easily defeated spiritually. Rejoicing is a choice. You can choose to rejoice in the middle of crying. In the middle of feeling terrible. In the middle of being hit with the worst circumstances. You can choose. Oh, is anybody listening? Is anybody listening? I'm talking about how to be spiritual now. I'm talking about how to overcome anything. I'm talking about how to have miracles in the midst of bad situations. You can choose. Everybody say choose, choose, choose to rejoice completely independent and a lot of times completely contradictory to what you're feeling and what you're seeing. That's what being spiritual is. I don't walk by sight. I don't walk by feeling. I'm not walking by experiences or circumstances. That's not what my believing is based on. It's not what my expectation is based on.
Yes. Yes.
My believing is based on what He said to me.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
By His Word and by His Spirit.
That's right.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.